Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
An altercation at Bumpy's in Schenectady with racial overtones. Give us an update on what's happening.
Sure. So yesterday afternoon was day three of protests outside this popular soft serve ice cream place on State Street, Bumpy's Polar Freeze. We'd monitored the protests on Sunday. There was about 75 to 100 protesters, basically Black Lives Matter folks who were upset that this owner of this Bumpy's had allegedly sent some texts over the last couple of weeks that were racist, disparaging of Black people and saying, here's why I don't hire Black people as my employees, etc. So the protests for the first couple of days were fairly peaceful. They were outside the business trying to discourage people from patronizing the place. But yesterday afternoon, it got a little bit unwieldy, a little unruly, and we sent our team out there again. What the protesters are saying, and they talked to us last night, they're saying that the owner of this establishment, David Elmendorf, at some point yesterday came outside of his business and threatened them with some kind of a gun, a weapon, told them to get lost and to get off of his property and to stay away. You're hurting my business. He had left by the time we got there with our crew, but a short distance later, the police arrested Elmendorf, and they charged him with two counts of menacing. And what they said is he had in his possession a pellet gun. And the protesters say, yeah, that's the gun he was pointing at them. They didn't know it was a pellet gun, but they felt that it was a big threat. So the protesters stayed there through the evening last night, and the police had to come a few times to try to clear them off the road and warn them that they can't be blocking traffic. But it really came to a head. Elmendorf's lawyer said that, yeah, you know, my client did come out of his business, but not with a gun. He came out with a big metal pole trying to protect his business. So it's really starting to fester now, and we'll be watching it today, certainly hoping for no unrest. But there is a concern that this is not going to go away right now because the county has ordered him to shut down, and he just has defied that, and he continues to operate despite some alleged code violations.
Then the story of the coronavirus and what colleges are going to do in the fall. Testing, tracing, and distancing are at the center of most of their plans, you say?
Yeah, so yesterday we got the formal plans by Union College and Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute on what they're going to do to resume classes this fall. So we finally get a sense of it. And it's kind of interesting, especially at RPIs. They're going high tech on it. It makes sense. It's a high tech school. One of the things that they're implementing is they're asking all of their students and their faculty and staff, just about everybody, to log their daily movements. They're going to have a college-provided app, and they're being asked to just basically document everything down to the level of, like, what room you visit. And so they'll combine that with an aggressive daily testing plan to see if anybody's infected with COVID. And if they get any sense with these rapid tests that somebody tests positive, then they will dig into some of the data in these apps. There'll be follow-up tracers, whether it's a nurse or just somebody at the college, to track down where the student or the person, the affected faculty or staff has been. And they'll be aggressive in quarantining and isolating anybody who's been infected. They'll try to isolate people who may have just had exposure. So that's a pretty aggressive plan. Union College is not quite as high-tech, but they're talking about a really intensive testing program. The president yesterday talked to our reporter, and he said, with the advances in this low-cost testing, they can have these quick, rapid turnaround tests and really keep a track. As soon as somebody might show signs that they have an infection with COVID-19, to really get them out of the regular student flow and to keep them away from other people. So both colleges acknowledge that this is their plan, but specifically the union president, David Harris, he said things are definitely going to change between now and September when we get going because it is such a moving target. But they both hope to have as many students and faculty on campus come September with the realization that some people will probably just want to do it remotely, and that's okay.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David. Take care.